This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Manor, Farmington. Patient first name is Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E. Last name is Hutchison, H-U-T-C-H-I-S-O-N. Date of birth is 10-23-1952. Date of evaluation 12-6-2023. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, anxiety. History present and last. This is a 71 years old female who's well familiar to our service but new to me. Period. I reviewed evaluations done by psychologist Dr. Tuttle and Dr. Larson. Period. I discussed her condition with staff. Patient was admitted to this facility on 10/30/2023 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital. She has multiple medical problems, including diagnosis of stomach cancer with Merz to lymph nodes, history of anemia, hypothyroidism, diabetes, obesity, hyperlipidemia, depression, hypertension, heart failure, difficulty walking. The patient was somewhat slow to respond and show some confusion. She acknowledged feeling down at times, but no thoughts of harm to self, others reported. Period. Review of her previous records indicate that she used to be on Effexor and Wellbutrin. Period. Patient has been widowed since 2008 and also lost one daughter. Period. Patient used to live at Brookdale. Facility and has a history of being in an outpatient treatment. Period. She could not tell me today's date or the name of nursing home. She thought it's December 2025. Patient chart indicates that her niece has power of attorney. Period. Patient's breakfast tray was sitting in front of her, but was not eating, she did have appetite when I assisted her with feeding. Next paragraph, no history of hypomanic, manic or psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph, review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, poor appetite, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal weakness, kidney, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no prior outpatient treatment was helpful, yes. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior suicide attempts, zero. Prior history of aggression or violence, no. Next paragraph, under social history education, highest grade 12, current occupation, retired school, bus driver, relationship, widowed in 2008, number of children, one daughter. Next paragraph, number of children, one daughter. Next paragraph, legal issues, difficulty of legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic, test, regulatory form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and advocacy, under review of history and advocacy, medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, blood pressure is 145 or 84, pulse 97, respiration 18. Next paragraph, mental status examination, appropriate, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements, retardation, gait not tested, speech slow, mood, dysphoric, thought processes, periods of confusion, associations, concrete thought content, no thoughts of harm to self, others, perceptual disturbances, non-reported, level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person only, memory, recent time, impaired, attention, concentration impaired, final knowledge poor, judgment and insight poor. Next paragraph, medications. Citalopram 20 milligram once a day, and Ativan 0.5 milligram Q4 hours PRN. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans. Adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood at 43.23. Plans continue, citalopram and lorazepam as prescribed. May benefit from psychotherapy, but apparently does not seem to be interested. Number two, mild cognitive impairment of uncertain or unknown etiology, G31.84. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with attending physician for medical management. Peer patient is also being followed by hospice. Patient is also referred to hospice. Next paragraph, procedure code 99305, end of dictation.